The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Resume Rundown, How Four Former Interns Found Purpose, Power, and Sisterhood at Essence. Before they were founders, editors, and media darlings, they were dreamers, young Black women hungry to tell stories that mattered. For Brianna Arps, Taryn Finley, Maya Allen, and Sylvia Obel, that hunger led them through the iconic doors of Essence magazine. What they found inside wasn't just opportunity, it was a transformation. Each of them came to Essence at a pivotal moment in her life, drawn not just to a brand, but to a legacy. Essence was the whole ball game, says Obel, who finally landed her internship in 2013 after multiple tries. It was my dream job, the reason I even wanted to be in this industry. It was my first taste of purpose. Allen agrees, Essence was the first magazine where I saw myself represented, my hair, my skin, my story, she says. My mom and I used to read it together. It was a ritual. It gave me confidence before I even had language for that. Such deeply personal connection derived from stacks of glossy pages in their childhood homes would one day carry each woman to Time Inc., then the parent company of Essence. For Finley, it was never a question of where to intern. I was in the ASME program with all these big names, Vanity Fair, Purple, and Harper's. But for me, it had to be Essence. I grew up on Susan Taylor's editor's letters. That was non-negotiable. After she got the Essence confirmation, the summer of 2015 was magic. We were all hungry, but we weren't competing, she recalls. We were rooting for each other. It was one of the first media spaces where I didn't feel like I had to shrink myself to fit in. Arps, who was also an intern in 2015, echoes that sentiment. She had already experienced rejection and setbacks, but the internship reintroduced her to her own voice. I pitched Girls United before it even had a name, she says. We were just a group of interns who thought, why doesn't Essence have something for younger girls? That seed got planted, and now it has bloomed. Inside Essence's walls, the learning was fast-paced, hands-on, and deeply intentional. Obel, assigned to the news desk, pitched a piece about Black Ivy League students that got the green light from editor-in-chief Vanessa K. DeLuca. I was in front of every editor, she says, and they said yes. That changed everything for me. For Allen, who worked in the beauty department in 2013, it was moments like organizing the beauty closet or covering Rihanna's new MAC collab that lit the spark. Beauty became more than aesthetics. It became activism. I saw how storytelling could empower women to be themselves as beautiful. The editorial staff, many of whom were industry titans, treated the interns not as coffee fetchers, but as emerging voices. Michelle Eubanks, Corey Murray, Wendy Wilson, Emil Wilbekin, they all sat with us, says Obel. They poured into us. They saw us. That access offered them something deeper than mentorship. It offered them belonging. Corey Murray asked for my feedback on the entertainment section my first week. Finley recalls, it made me feel like my voice mattered, and that's not something you forget. Outside the structured assignments, the internships had their unforgettable moments. R&B singer and actor Tyrese using Finley's laptop on a whim. Jasmine Sullivan singing in the office. Alan taking her lunch break to meet industry insider and now her mentor, Kalana Barfield Brown, in the lobby. We were living in Black Girl Magic headquarters, Obel says. It was access to a world I didn't even know existed. And they didn't just observe, they contributed. Each of them brought new energy and fresh ideas, such as advocating for social media content before it was standard practice. We were the generation encouraging editors to use Instagram, Obel says with a laugh. We were the ones saying, let's post that celebrity who stopped by the office. Let's talk about that scandal episode on Twitter. Now it's common. Back then, we were convincing people to see the vision. That vision extended beyond editorial. Obel helped pitch a new night at Essence Fest, focused on younger artists. A prototype of what Girls United would develop as Creators House and Kickback. Finley recalls working on a full cover recreation with her intern class as their capstone project. Alan says she became the first intern in and the last to leave, soaking in every ounce of knowledge and arts years later would channel that spirit of hustle into her brand, Modex, a fragrance line built on radical self-celebration where she serves as founder and CEO. Perhaps the most transformative aspect of their internships was the freedom to center Black women unapologetically. I was told by some adults that focusing on Black stories would pigeonhole me, Finley says. Essence showed me the opposite, that it could be the foundation for everything. Alan recalls the same. It was my first time realizing beauty could be political, cultural, emotional. I learned to lead with intention. For Obel, it was even more urgent. We were in a time now where DEI programs are being gutted, Black stories are being erased, and platforms are being defunded, she says. But Essence, it's one of the last legacy platforms we still own. There's no policy that can erase our archives. That's power. Power is exactly what the internship instilled, not just in what the interns could do, but in who they could become. Today, they have gone on to shine across the industry, and the lessons from those formative summers still burn bright. Essence taught me how to lead, how to listen, how to build, says Arps. It taught me that advocating for Black women is never the wrong choice, says Finley. It gave me my life's goals, says Alan. And for Obel, who grew up flipping through the Essence pages, it was and still is the foundation. My first experiences with Essence were my first experiences with my purpose, she says. The stories, the beauty, the laughter in that newsroom. It showed me what it means to create a safe space for us, and I carry that with me everywhere I go. For these four young women, as for so many others, that's what Essence has always been. Not just a brand, not just a magazine, but a home. The next article is titled, The Original Visionaries. The historical significance of Essence has been evident from the very beginning. Here we explore the legacy of the publication through its vital engagement with fashion. In 1968, Jonathan Blount, Cecil Hollingsworth, Edward Lewis, and Clarence O. Smith established Essence Communications, Inc. Since then, the publication birthed from that entity has served as a constant barometer of the state of Black America, as Essence magazine was created for and dedicated to Black women. The intentionality behind its imagery felt refreshing and relevant. The cultural power of showing us in all of our authentic glory reached individuals who had yearned for a publication that spoke to them. When it came specifically to Black fashion history, the magazine featured style innovators including Naomi Sims, Hattie LaBelle, Grace Jones, Tracee Ellis Ross, Amon, and Tyra Banks on its covers. Before diversity became a buzzword, Essence was a home for insightful and accessible stories that showed our fashion range. Essence was created during a moment that felt ripe for change. In the early 1970s, Black America was at a crossroads. On the heels of the Civil Rights Movement, the Black Power political aesthetic had forced its way from the streets and into households with good reason. Cultural representation was monolithic during this period, almost to a point where it could be described as exclusionary. Against this backdrop, Blount, Hollingsworth, Lewis, and Smith decided to take action on remedying the lack of publications in America that addressed Black women and their plight. They understood that Black women's experiences, lifestyles, and beauty standards were territories worth exploring, and the marketing gap was clear. Despite Black women shelling out huge sums of money for goods and services, no publication was targeting them in a sincere way. Essence has never wavered from its core value to uplift us. This fitting mission has granted the publication and its staffers, past and present, a unique position in the media sphere. Our writers and visual documentation of Black women's beauty, style, and influence has led to notable cover and fashion movements that have stood the test of time. The publication's initial editorial leadership included Gordon Parks as editorial director and Ruth Ross as the founding editor-in-chief. The latter's tenure lasted 1 year. Parks, a lauded photographer, filmmaker, and writer, stayed for 3 years. The pioneering figure, Marcia Ann Gillespie, who served as editor-in-chief from 71 to 80, was one of the women who gave Essence its editorial identity. and Core, the legendary Susan L. Taylor, who joined the magazines as beauty editor in 1970, assumed the editor-in-chief role in 1981 and went on to be the editorial director until 2008. Taylor was pivotal in advancing the mission not only to celebrate and empower Black women, but to make sure our beauty and style were recognized and elevated. Essence was a definitive leader in the realm of Black fashion, trailblazing models including Beth Ann Hardison and Beverly Johnson were regularly featured on its cover. Johnson has stated that her third modeling gig was with Essence. Indeed, when Black models were having issues booking consistent work with mainstream media, they were embraced by Essence and graced covers of the magazine that would become historic. Supermodel Pat Cleveland and former model Billy Blair are among those who received opportunities from Essence at the start of their international careers before the late B. Smith became a lifestyle maven. She was one of our cover models. We also proudly shined a spotlight on fashion-forward pioneers like Moana, the first Black model to walk the runway for Chanel, and a muse for Yves Saint Laurent himself, Tukey Smith, sister of famed designer Willie Smith, and the second African-American model to have a mannequin design in her image, Peggy Dillard, the second Black model to grace a Vogue cover after Beverly Johnson, and Naomi Campbell, who was the first Black model to be on the cover of Time and French Vogue. On September 2000, fashion issue featuring Sudanese beauty Alec Wek is considered by many to be a classic, as well as a win for darker-skinned women. Wek has been the first African model on the cover of Elle in 1997. There is still a very beautiful, delicate experience that Essence provides the outside world, and it's not for everyone, reflects Rachel Hislop, former editor-in-chief of OK Player and OK Africa. Blackness isn't a monolith. Black womanhood is not a monolith. We know that. But for the people who Essence is for, I think there is still a reverence. Over a video call, Hislop expresses that after being introduced to the magazine in the 1990s, she further embraced it while in college. Whenever she got her hands on an issue, she says, it reminded her of how significant Black publications were. We had Jet, we had Ebony, we had Honey, she says. These places existed in the same realm, but the fact that Essence has endured is a testament to its adaptability, its service to women, and its ability to expand its mission even beyond the pages. From the beginning, the publication positioned itself strategically as a fashion and beauty magazine. Simultaneously, it has served as an institution presenting an intimate look at our families, social justice efforts, politics, the entertainment industry, and Black communities throughout our nation. Through emotionally layered and hard-hitting stories, the goal was for the publication to serve as a cultural touchstone reflecting the many facets of our lives. Included were significant fashion narratives that unfolded on the magazine's own pages. One of our favorite shoots highlighted beloved singer and now fashion and beauty mogul Rihanna, captured by celebrity photographer Robert Maxwell. Essence had previously shot Rihanna in her native Barbados in June 2007. Known for her style sensibilities, the singer and serial entrepreneur, who was then on the cusp of superstardom, graced the style pages of the September 2008 issue, which featured the Obama family on the cover. Agnes Kamma, who served as Essence's fashion director for 3 years beginning in 2006, styled the Bajan beauty for both shoots. She recalls that an editorial decision was made to feature Riri due to the artist's rise. To emphasize the edgy energy the singer was exuding at that stage in her career, Hancock went for a punk-inspired theme with a modern flair. She landed on a slick Fendi sweater paired with Cassati boots for one ensemble. For another, she opted for a punchy Yigal Azrael vest made with yellow fur and a matching buffalo plaid dress by the same designer. Brian Atwood boots in a decadent gray suede topped off this ensemble. She was incredible, Hammock says. It wasn't difficult at all to shoot her. That's because Rihanna knew who she was innately and knew that she had the most incredible personal style. This spread marked an impactful visual touchpoint for the artist. It was also noteworthy in how it highlighted the magazine's dedication to giving a platform to budding artists and stars. While some mainstream publications took a long time to place Black talent on their covers, Essence has been intentionally doing so for decades. We chose to push the boundaries when we shot Erykah Badu during 2 weeks in Africa with award-winning photographer Warwick Saint behind the camera. Josie Thorpe, former Essence fashion editor, remembers boarding an international flight with trunks of clothing. I was excited that she was my first cover and that it went so well, Thorpe says over a Zoom call. It was a chance to work on something that wasn't traditional. When styling Badu, Thorpe explains, she allowed the artist to be herself. One shot had the singer in a vibrant design goal sweater with her own rings paired with jewelry by Danny Joe and Stella and Dot. She was loving the jewelry I had, but she also had amazing jewelry, Thorpe recalls. Another image featured Badu in a Cynthia Rowley dress emblazoned with yellow flower details alongside a giraffe. On the cover, the star wore patterned Alice, Olivia by Stacey Bendett trousers, her own hat, a cuffy by Alex Bittar, and feathers from Mordecai, a designer Thorpe regularly worked with at the time. The creative decision to shoot in Africa highlighted the magazine's goal of providing a global perspective. Brimming with self-confidence and the star's adventurous aura, Badu's cover reflects a broader shift that is currently happening, approaching fashion from a global standpoint. This moment stripped away the industry's prejudices about African countries and instead highlighted the beauty, drama, and versatility of the mother continent in a pivotal way. Along its journey, Essence has also risen to the occasion in how it has showcased Black designs. Indeed, a huge part of the magazine's legacy has been legitimizing Black design talent. When innovative designer Patrick Kelly covered our 19th anniversary issue in May 1989, along with Model Kimmy. It was a sign of our commitment to centering our talented creatives. We again paid homage to Kelly in our September-October 2023 fashion issue, which focused on actress Kiki Palmer as designer Sergio Hudson's muse. More recently, in the cover story of last year's March-April issue, Beyoncé wore an exquisite metal and floral bustier by Olivia Roasting. Designed by Laquan Smith, were worn by tennis titan Serena Williams for the November-December 2024 cover shoot, for which Jan Michael Kwame served as the stylist. Track star Shakari Richardson rocked Rachel Scott's CFDA award winning brand Diotima on the cover of January-February 2025 issue, styled by Becky Akin Yode. Each of these instances further shows how the magazine operates to promote and elevate Black talent. I've experienced firsthand how Essence doesn't just cover designers, it champions us, creating this most beautiful ripple effect that connects our work to the very women we design for, states Felicia Noel, the force behind the fashion label for Faye Noel. Essence has been more than just a magazine. It's been a mirror, a lighthouse, and a canvas for Black women like me who needed to see ourselves reflected. In a world where digital platforms now reign supreme, the publication has had to evolve into covering fashion as it happens in real time. In addition to covering the arrivals at various award shows, we are also on the red carpet at the Met Gala. While the magazine is still the flagship, a mix of daily breaking news stories, live social media posts via Instagram, and on-the-ground reporting alongside top-tier culture features keeps the Essence brand relevant in a swiftly changing media landscape. Noteworthy accomplishments include the appearance of actress Zendaya on the digital cover of Essence's 50th anniversary issue in 2020, spearheaded by image architect La Roche. The enduring significance of Essence, due to its long-standing fashion documentation and editorial creation over five decades, is clear. Not only does the magazine continue to shape narratives surrounding Blackness, but it sets trends. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avery Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.